Good morning, good morning. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking, bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message we call the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Yes, we ride out each morning, as it were, on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, cutting away all the briars and the brambles that clutter up your heart. So we're just happy to be back with you. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Let me give you our mailing address if you would write us.
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. My phone number here, area code 225-664-8658.
For the last few days now, we've been bringing you a series of studies on the grace of God, looking at what the Lord does for a sinner, basically. Thinking about the grace of God. And we've been looking now at the throne of grace, coming to the throne of grace, and all of those subjects. But our subject today is the sinner coming to the throne of grace. That's right, the sinner. All through the Bible, God's Word gives a sinner an invitation to come. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. That's what God's messenger is. He gives a great invitation based on the Word of God. He tells us to go forth preaching the gospel to every creature. Then again, he says, come, for all things are ready. Isn't that a gracious invitation this morning? Another place he says, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Over and over again in God's word, he says, whosoever will. Whosoever will. In spite of all the invitations, so few come. Why do folks not come to the Lord? Because they're not willing to come to the throne of grace. Did you know that, my friend? Folks are just not willing to come to a throne of grace. It's a throne of grace. And a sinner to come to the throne of grace, all of that old pride must be hidden from him, according to Job 33:17. Yes, that pride has to leave. A person with any pride left in him will not come to the throne of grace. Did you know you must become a beggar to come to Christ? That's right. Well, folks say, well, I'm not a beggar. I won't beg for anything. Well, you won't never be saved, my friend. The reason the sinner is so proud is because he's living in a world of make-believe, a world of delusion, a world of unreality, a world of deception, according to Satan's all of his deceptible tricks and those things. Let's see. The sinner is proud of what he knows and who he knows and what he is. Have you ever seen so much proud flesh in your life, my friend? In the business world, everything is based on pride. In the sports world, there's a pride of everything being the best and the biggest. In the economic world, the social world, everything is proud of who they are. Listen. What he knows and what he thinks he knows. He says, who am I to stoop and come as a poor old beggar to come to Christ? Therefore, he misses the throne of grace, misses salvation, and wears his own robe of weaving, his own weaving. And we said in our last study, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall also rip. That's right. You weave a robe of self-righteousness, and it'll rip, my friend. What an awful day it will be when he wakes up to find that that will not pass as a current coin in heaven. You can't pass your way off into heaven. You'll be like the man that they found at the wedding supper without the wedding garment on. You know what the king said? Bind him and cast him into outer darkness. Listen now. The invitation is given. Whosoever will, let him come. But he'll not come because of his rebellion. Pride first, then rebellion. Man by nature hates God. He thinks God has done him an injustice. He blames God for his condition. Therefore, he'll not come to the throne of grace. I'm just being honest with you today. Old Trailblazer just putting it down where we live. He won't come because he has to come taking all the blame. Do you see anyone taking the blame in your circle of friends? I don't. No, folks won't take the blame. I know folks haven't spoken for years to each other, brothers and they haven't spoken because either one of them won't take the blame for some little incident that happened back there years ago. Then that sinner spurns God's grace because he wants to dictate the terms on which he would be saved. A sinner will come on God's terms or go to hell. Did you know you're going to come God's way or not come at all? Until a sinner learns that he cannot dictate to God and that God is not to blame for his condition, he'll never come to Christ. He'll never come to the throne of grace. Oh, what a joy it is here in this ministry to see when the Lord brings a poor sinner down, begins to work in his heart, tears apart all of his playhouse, as it were. He may be a rebellious as hell, but listen, when the Lord takes hold of that old sinner, shows him his heart, begins to tear apart all of that foundation, and he comes down, then as a poor sinner, sees himself lost and wicked, and then where do you find him? All rebellion broken, all pride gone. The sinner must be made to lie in the dust of repentance, taking the blame, thereby releasing God from all the responsibility of his condition. Did you know that you really, in actuality, turn God's hands loose? That's what you do. Think about it like that with me. When you come to Christ taking all the blame, you turn the hands of God loose. That's right. Listen, multitudes of sinners, when once they hear the story of the gospel of the grace of God and hear about the throne of grace and what they can get there, they'll jump up and say, let's go, my, my. And when they start to find the road leads down the hill, the first stone they come up against is their old pride. That's right. They say, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want to go that way. They may be all, that may all be true what they're talking about, but I'm not coming to that, to a beggar. I'm not going down there and exposing myself as a beggar to the world. No, I've never begged in my life. I've known folks who would go hungry before they would beg. Did you know that? Back there during the days of the late Depression, back in the early 30s and late 30s, folks would, the government would hand out canned groceries at the commodities, they called them back then, welfare stuff. I know folks that wouldn't accept them. No, they just wouldn't take them. They said, I'm not taking charity. Well, that person will never be saved until that spirit is broken. No. Here's another one who says, wait a minute, I'm not going to take the blame for everything. I'm not to blame, but listen, you are. You are to blame. I've often said you take the blame whether you blame or not. You see yourself, you could be to blame. It's only grace that makes a difference, my friend. That's right. I understand that. Some folks say, well, I'm not going to give up everything. They have a little something they've accumulated, and they say, well, I'm not giving up. Listen, no, they said, I'll just stay as I am. I'll just keep what I have. But you find one here and one there who will say, I'm going to Christ. I'm going to take the way of God's despised few, and I'm going to become identified with the rejected Christ. That's right. And so that you'll see that old sinner coming one day, empty-handed. He brings nothing with him but his sin. Why? Because he's going to the throne of God's grace, and you can bring nothing there. You carry nothing with you. The individual who goes there carries nothing with him because he's going after something. That's right. He realizes he's naked. He's going after a robe of righteousness. He's going there. He knows he's got sin in his life. He's going there for forgiveness. He knows that he has a self-righteous spirit. He's going there for a robe of righteousness of Christ. He knows that he's guilty. He's going there for a pardon, my friend. He's realized he's sinful. He's going to be forgiven and find grace in the eyes of God. Now listen, he realized he is guilty, condemned to die, and therefore going after that pardon, my friend, we spoke of, to be set free in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what a pardon is, to be set free. Listen, his cry is, Lord, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He realizes the guilt and the burden of sin is more than he can bear. Can you bear your sin burdens, my friend? I can't. I can't bear those burdens. No. I'm like old Pilgrim there in Pilgrim's Progress, like the old Christian. He said that one day his burden rolled away like a big load off of his back, and he's watched it roll and roll and roll and roll, finally rolled into the sea. And that's what the sinner realizes when he comes to the throne of God's grace. He realizes he's unclean. He needs cleansing. Lord, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He can't bear the burden. No, he's going there to the throne of grace to be justified in the highest court of heaven. That's what you do at the throne of grace. Then he realizes that he's a son of old Satan, a captive of hell, He's going there for what? Deliverance. Did you know salvation is a deliverance from sin? He realizes this is the sinner I'm speaking of, the awakened sinner. He realizes that he's an outcast, an old contemptible outcast, and he's going there to be adopted into the family of God. Yes, that's right, my friend. Listen, sinner, by the time you get to the throne of God's grace, you're an outcast. You're an outcast in your own heart. You're an outcast from the religious world. Brother, they kicked you out of the church and out of the religious circles when you come out as a lost sinner. You're an outcast from your friends because they leave you. You're an outcast from your enemies. They long before turned their back on you and spurned you. You're an outcast from your family because they think you're crazy. So if God will not have you, then you're just out of luck, my friend. Listen, but you can go there. This is the type of individual who is invited to come to the throne of God's grace. Now, my friend, that's the greatest day in the life of a sinner. When he comes to the throne of God's grace, hoisting the white flag of surrender. Did you know that you'll hoist that white flag of surrender? You may be steeped in rebellion. You may be kicking against the pricks like the old Apostle Paul did there in his day, in his unsaved day. He was riding the high horse. He was. But listen, the Lord unhorsed him. He said, "Whoa, Paul, whoa." And he fell to the ground. And the Lord said, Paul, Paul. And he said, "Saul, Saul, what would thou have me do, Lord?" He said, that's what every sinner does when he comes to Christ. Did you know you will fall at the feet of the Lord just like the old Apostle Paul did one day when the Lord says, "Whoa"? Did you know that the Lord initiates the salvation of every sinner? The Apostle Paul there on the Damascus Road, he wasn't seeking the Lord. He was seeking permission to bring in the Christians and have them bound for punishment. But the Lord took the initiative there and said, "Whoa, Saul, whoa, thou art a chosen vessel." And listen, my friend, every born-again child of God is a chosen vessel. That's right. One day the Lord set aside a number that no man could number. I know that the modernists gnash their teeth when you speak of the election of God, but if the Lord had not elected you and me, we'd never been saved. Think back with me. Think about your unsaved life. You didn't care about anything. You was going your own way, having your own big time, and the Lord one day said, "Whoa, if you're saved. If you're not saved, you're still on that road, on the road to hell without warning, my friend. One day you'll wake up there if the Lord never called you." But listen, the throne of grace is open this morning. The road is paved there with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no hindrances there. It's just like the city of refuge. The gates were always open. The bridges were always repaired to where that sinner, that individual who had killed someone unawares or in a fit of rage, could always run there to the city of refuge and be protected until someone in authority could rule in his case. But listen, the throne of grace, the road is open, it's paved with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can come there this morning, my friend, and find forgiveness, find pardon, find a robe of righteousness. Oh, I wish you'd listen, my friend. Would you tune in each day, Monday through Friday, and hear the remainder of these studies? Tell your friend to tune in. And we're hearing from quite a few now. Would you write us and let us know that you're listening? This is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarva, saying, remember, our mailing address is Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. My phone number here, area code 225. 224-8658.
Goodbye and God bless you.